Be good friends who love deeply. Be good friends who love deeply. Practice playing second fiddle. I like that. Practice playing second fiddle. You know, we don't always have to be number one, do we? We don't always have to be in the driver's seat. We can let others, we can let our friends, we can love deeply enough to let other people lead the way. Amen? Practice playing second fiddle. Okay, now this one hurt me this morning, and when I've been studying this, don't burn out. How many of us are walking the road right next to burnout? Yeah. Don't burn out. Keep yourselves fueled and aflame. How do we keep ourselves fueled and aflame? I am expecting an answer here. Sharon, Word of God. Anybody else? Being here. Find little victories. Ooh, I like that. Count your blessings, name them one by one. We can all sing that, can't we? Anybody else? Sunday school. There you go. Fellowship. Have an attitude of gratitude. I like that too. There's one that I haven't heard yet, which this church is known for in this community. Oh, I see. I say that, and you know what it is, don't you? What? Say it louder. Say it louder. Prayer. Yes, prayer. Yes. So, how? Don't burn out. Keep yourselves fueled and aflame. Keep those things in mind. Just remember those things that you've mentioned. Be alert servants of the Master, or Jesus, cheerfully expectant. You know, I pray for the day when a majority of the people who come to worship cheerfully expect God to move. Think about that. How powerful would a service be when we actually expect God to be here and we expect God to do something? In Jesus' name, amen? Think how that would be if every Sunday we jump out of bed going, you know what? I am not going to sleep through church because I can't wait for what God's going to do. And I don't know what it is. Right? For us people to control things, you know, that's troubling. When God didn't call me up this morning and say, hey, Eric, you know, at this point in the service, I'm going to... No. It keeps you on the edge of your seat, doesn't it? When we don't know how God's going to act, but the point is, when we come expecting God to act, when we come expecting God to move through us and to wash over us, can you imagine that? Sorry, that's another sermon. Actually, it's not. It's not. Cheerfully expectant. Don't forget that. Don't quit in the hard times. Pray all the harder. Help needy Christians be inventive in hospitality. You know what? This church is known pretty well for being hospitable and for helping folks that are in need, right? But you know what? As it is in our Christian walk and as it is in a church's life, we can always get better. Amen? We can always get better. We never want to settle thinking that we all got it down pat, do we? We can always get better. Bless your enemies. All right, gentlemen. I can only speak for the gentlemen here, or the guys here, I guess. We may not be necessarily called gentlemen. But no cursing under your breath. Can you imagine if the Apostle Paul would put something like that in Scripture? No cursing under your breath. I'm going to really have to work when I drive.